hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I have the blood pressure of a girl. That's what I was told this week by my docs. You know, last week I was recovering from some minor surgery. No big deal, no issues and stuff. I've been coming back slowly. Last week I just barely made it, but thanks to Bill the producer and our assorted staff of helpers.
Did you say assorted or sorted? Because I think they mean slightly different things, but I think they both might be accurate.
Yes. Yes, I did. And
I would like to just say, even though you have admitted, and I think it takes a lot of you to admit it, the blood pressure of a woman, and even in some places, a little girl.
Yeah. Well,
I still think of you as a stand-up guy.
Well, thank you. You know, I had a little incident when I had this surgery. When I came out, they put me under, okay? And when I came out of the surgery and they woke me up, I got up to walk around to kind of shake the cobwebs off, and I fainted. It was because my blood pressure had not come back to normal quick enough, because I evidently have the blood pressure of a girl. That's what the doc told me this week. Now, that is a good thing, so fear not. I'm sticking around, and I'll be here for years and years to annoy you every Saturday from 3 to 5 Eastern Time and that kind of thing. And it was no big problem, but because it's actually to have the blood pressure of a girl, and I am a guy.
Reportedly.
No, I here, look.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I have never seen one so small before.
Be careful, you'll poke your eye out with that thing. Now,
I'm not going to get that close.
You got to understand something, though. If you have low blood pressure and you're a guy.
You have such soft skin.
Yeah, this is a good thing because, you know, when Bill says things to, like, upset me.
Yes, you're starting from a lower point.
Exactly.
It's like when you sing the national anthem and you start up here, you're doomed. Right. But if you start down here,
I got all this headroom.
That's nice to work with. That's good work.
And so it's a good thing to have low blood pressure. I just didn't really know it until this last week. So now we know why I've been able to put up with Bill for over 13 years.
That does explain a lot. I have often wondered about that.
Yes. So there you go. And so I'm proud to say I have the blood pressure of a girl, and we're going to move forward with today's show and get ready for Dima and heading to Fiji to celebrate Thanksgiving. You're going to hear all about that and more. But first, last Saturday, we had Michael Cron in from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club.
Part of our sorted cast of characters from last week.
Yes. He was part of the support staff for sure. And Michael, you are there, I believe, right?
Yes, sir. Hey, yeah. Greg, glad to hear you're feeling better.
Yes, I am feeling much better this week. You were in the studio helping out. And see, everybody's happy I'm feeling better. That's nice. It really feels good. Kind of makes me very warm inside. Thank you very much, Michael, and your crew there at the Blue Dolphin Dive Club. Because you were talking about this last week, you're literally celebrating or have just wrapped up the 18th annual Roadkill Roast to benefit Divers Alert Network, right?
Absolutely, and we had about 20 people in attendance. We had part of the crew from Aggressor Cruises in here, and we successfully raised over $2,000 for Dan.
Nice. That's excellent. And basically had a little auction thing, raffle, people bought tickets, bidded on things, and that's how you raised the money, right?
Absolutely, and there was some fevered bidding going on some of the things because we had a week in Roatan went and 5 days in St. Lucia. The aggressive crews gave us a $500 gift certificate, and the bidding was fast, hard, and furious on all of it. And
I got 500. Do I have six? Do I have six? Do I have six? Do I have seven? 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 I have seven. Do I have eight? Do I have eight? Yeah, sorry, I was just practicing.
Is that kind of how it went, Michael? Was it fast and furious bidding?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody walked away happy, and we're going to be going ahead and be listed in with Dan and giving them that donation to help make sure that they're for us just in case.
Yes, well, indeed. It was a good cause or a good beneficiary for sure. But the unique element to this little thing that they do every year from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club is that it's called the Roadkill Roast. They don't really know what you're going to have to eat until they've actually made it to the destination and picked up the afternoon's dinner on the way on the side
right.
of the
road.
Right,
so what did you end up having this year at the Roadkill Roast?
We had Sharpay fillets. We had a couple of flat cats, good as singles or in a stack.
Nice.
We had centerline bovine, and that went ahead and rounded it out.
So there was no armadillo?
We didn't get any armadillo on the skillet today.
Yeah, it's kind of cold here in Florida, and armadillos like the warmer weather.
They do.
Yeah. So, so cat, really?
We had a couple in there.
Yeah. Nice. Now, I guess the real question is, do you prepare them Louisiana style?
Yes.
No, we just do it Florida style. Just throw it in and until it's kind of a golden brown and, pull it out.
They fry everything.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, because everything's good fried. Doesn't matter.
Well, except for it's called a roadkill roast.
Oh, well.
You would think you would roast everything. And fry little.
Well, that's a good point, but you know,
maybe the taters.
They've kind of, it's kind of like frying your turkey. You know what I mean? A few years ago, that wasn't a big deal. Now everybody's frying turkey. So
yeah,
even though it's called the Roadkill Roast, you know why ruin a good thing? Yeah, everything tastes better fried. Right,
I'm gonna go with you.
Okay, all right. But the bottom line is, it benefited a good cause, which was Divers Alert Network. I'm sure they're very happy today. Matter of fact, I know they're happy today, not only because of that, but they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary.
30th anniversary today up there in North Carolina.
And for 30th anniversary, every 30 minutes they start Happy Hour again.
They might. I don't know. We're going to see. In honor of that, I was thinking about changing my name to Dan today. Just for the show.
The Dive Master.
Yes.
Dive Master Dan.
Right. I may do that. But, Michael, congratulations to you and your crew. A great effort. Great way to bring some divers together and support a good cause. And hats off to you, my friend. I'll let you get back to your little celebration.
Hats off and cats off to you.
Okay, Greg, and guys, thanks a lot for your donation also, because it was a joint effort. Without your help, we couldn't have made every dime, nickel, and dollar that we made, so thank you very much also.
I had two cats, and I really didn't need to, so you're more than welcome, my friend.
Okay, Greg.
Yeah.
Wow. That was nice of you to sacrifice one of your cats.
Well, I figured, all this... roadkill stuff.
Sometimes it's obvious that our
fresher.
Sometimes it's obvious that our wives don't listen to the show. This is one of those days.
Yes, it is indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of stuff to go over today. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network going to join us a little bit later on.
Oh, really?
Because they're planning a big shindig,
a to-do
there in North Carolina tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. 30-year anniversary of Dan.
They're going to put their dukes up.
And they were nice enough to invite me, but I couldn't make it. But we're going to check in with Dan Orr, who's
they were nice enough to invite you, and you were jerky enough to decline. How lovely!
No, that wasn't true. Actually, it's kind of cool. This week, a lot of planning was going on behind the scenes for the DEMA show, which starts just over a week from today. And we're going to be in Las Vegas with an entire dive community from around the world. And Divers Alert Network is doing a few party event things that they want me to help out with. So I am, and it ends up that I'm going to end up working more during DEMA this year than I've ever worked before in my life.
And that's period. That's not at a DEMA. It's working more than you have worked in your life cumulatively up until this point.
Exactly. But it's a good thing. I figure better be busy than bored. I'm definitely not going to be bored at DEMA this year.
Okay.
And but what is cool?
Will it cut into your drinking time?
I'm going to try to mix the two.
Okay.
That's the only way I figure I'll be able to...
carry it off.
Yeah.
I understand.
Pull it off, for sure. So it's going to be a fun, fun show, and it's really shaping up to be quite the event in Las Vegas. Yeah, we're seeing some very interesting numbers come in for the number of exhibitors and people that have signed up to go to the DEMA show this year, which is the largest dive event in the world every year, by the way. It is a trade-only event, but of course, I'll be there doing my thing, and we'll record a show there from the show floor to kind of give you a little backstage pass of what's going on there in the industry and what new products and destinations are going to be showcasing over the next few months, you know, through your local dive center, that kind of thing. So make sure you are listening, and you'll be a diver in the know. All right, more coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
It's time for the equator. We gonna laugh and sing and dance and dive in everything. Now I'm ready for the equator.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is Pup Morse, the scuba cowboy. That is a fresh new track from his latest release, which is going to be debuted and performed at the DEMA show here in just over a week in Las Vegas.
It still has the new CD smell.
It does, doesn't it? And that is a song, obviously, called Grenada, that Pup wrote when we were there on the Spice Island with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. And they are on the line with us right now. How you doing, gang?
Hey, you're doing good?
Yes. Now, Gerlinda, have you heard this new song from the Scuba Cowboy yet? Have you heard the finish? I know you heard the live performance there when we were on the island, but have you heard the new polished, produced studio version of this hit new song about the Spice Island?
Yes, Greg. Hello, Greg and all the listeners. Yes, we got actually a preview of the song before he put it out in the open, and it's great.
It sounds great. I'm really looking forward. I think it's going to be a huge hit there at the DEMA show in Las Vegas, because he's planning to play that live as part of our little song and dance routine that we put on to warm everybody up for the show each morning there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yes, and I think it turned out one of the best tracks on the CD. I've heard the whole CD. We're gonna play a couple of them today on the show, and you'll hear more about this in the coming weeks and where you can pick up the CD and that kind of thing. But it sounds great, and really captured that whole laid back, kicking it back with a bunch of diving friends there on the Spice Island. How are things there at Aquanauts Grenada? How you guys been doing?
Things are great now. I mean, the weather's wonderful. Thomas spared us. It was a little bit of a scare, but then he was, you know, just passing way north, so everything is great down here. Weather's beautiful. Been diving today after our trip to Birmingham, so that was enjoyable. Beautiful dive on Bianca Sea this morning. It was just awesome.
Excellent. Now, you did just get back from Birmingham. That's the London Dive Show. Is that what that is?
No, it's the Birmingham Dive Show.
The London Dive Show
will be in London.
Yeah, I guess it would be, wouldn't it? So yeah. It's Birmingham.
I know, it's the Birmingham Dive Show. There's a fall one in Birmingham, a spring one in London.
I got you. So how?
Well, it's Birmingham, UK, not Alabama.
Yes, I was a little confused.
Yeah, they should have a dive show in Birmingham, Alabama, though. Maybe we'll start one.
Maybe they have one. I don't know.
They probably do. But regardless, how did the one go there for the UK? Are you seeing a lot of activity?
It was quite nice when you think, you know, that the country was quite depressed over the last year and so on. So people have been quite positive. That was actually good. People have been buying equipment and want to go diving and look for the next trip. So it was really a good positive feeling, which hopefully we will get also when we are at DEMA.
Yes. Well, you know, there's this a feeling of pent-up demand for people that want to travel and kind of get out there. They've been holding back for the last couple of years, and we're starting to see signs of life as far as dive travel and dive trips and things starting to pick up a little bit. Is that kind of the vibe you were getting there in Birmingham, or don't know?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, the whole thing is positive, and looking in requests that we're getting pre-DEMA already from dive groups that want to come down to Grenada, it looks pretty good. You know, I got to tell people, you know, you better book early because we are running out of spots.
Yes, this is true, because not only is Grenada an awesome dive site in its own right, and obviously if you didn't go back and listen to the archives of our broadcast from Grenada and Carriacou a couple months ago, it was phenomenal, the product that we saw there, the dive attractions you guys have. One of them, you mentioned earlier, the Bianca Sea, one of the largest underwater wrecks. Sites in the world, been down for 50 years, and that's why you need to book now, because this is the year, or 2011 will be the 50-year anniversary of the Bianca Sea, right?
Of the sinking of the Bianca Sea, and we're going to have a big commemoration for that time. You can mark your calendar the 16th to the 26th of October. Sometime during that time, we're going to have lots of stuff happening here in Grenada.
Yeah, lots of stuff, including Scuba Radio Mermaid Contest Annual Number 2 or something, right?
I think, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Charlene has to defend her title, does she not?
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
Pete is trying to get himself in trouble here. I don't know why you're helping him, but he's trying to get himself in trouble.
No.
I'm sorry, you said October.
Let's help the only guy in the world who's trying to make a living in selling good news.
All right, so October 16th to the 20th, 2011. I'm sorry, I've got a hairdresser appointment on the 18th, so we're going to have to move that.
Yeah, just let's wait if you still have hair back then.
No, he has no hair. He has no excuse. He will be there. And
all right.
He will probably be in a mermaid outfit trying to gun for that title, too.
It would not be the first time, and it would not be the last. And
yeah,
I think the price
to,
is worth having.
I think we
having.
Have to allow mermen as well. There was a big request for mermen here in Grenada.
Really?
Yeah, all the guys wanted to be in a mermaid
tail.
See,
you may have misunderstood when they said they wanted to get some mermaid tail, that they may not have meant exactly what you thought.
Yes.
Okay. Beep now, beep.
Yeah. Now, how is our crowned Scuba Radio Mermaid there in Grenada? How is Charlene doing? Has she been holding that title appropriately there on the island?
She is. She's still the number one scuba radio mermaid here. And, you know, when she's getting a chance to dive, she's living it out.
Nice. She's filling it out as a mermaid or something, I guess.
Now,
Is she coming to DEMA, too, or is she going to have to hold down the fort while you guys are...
Somebody has to work while we are having fun in Vegas.
Yes, I hear you. And, you know, the people there want to travel to Grenada while we're in Vegas... they're going to want to see the mermaid, I'm sure. So
yes,
she has
exactly.
to hold
you know, if you want to see the Grenada mermaid, you've got to sit on an airplane and come to Grenada.
This is true. But I don't know. We're talking about next year making DEMA to have a worldwide Scuba Radio Mermaid Contest.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be in Orlando that year. So We are
and
looking.
She might have to come up there, yeah.
Yes, she will also have to defend her title, for sure. Mm-hmm. So we got that in the works. But I know you're looking forward to Dima. Is that the main focus as far as promoting the anniversary of the Bianca C going to be the main push?
Actually, we will be just starting it. I think we're going to launch it after Dima. Right now is, you know, going to Dima, see what's new in the industry, you know, talk to the old friends from all the dive shops that have been here, and probably meet a couple of new ones who want to come down to Grenada with the group.
Excellent. Got it. What about hashing? You been doing any hashing down there in Grenada?
We've been hashing through the UK and through Germany the last couple of days, and we had some nice hashes after you left. Yeah, no, it was good.
Yes. Well, you're a better man than I. See, when we were there, Bill's looking at me like...
Right now, we're missing one, you know, because we have an interview with Greg.
Ah, so I'm keeping you from your hash?
That shows how high you rank, you know, on our list. You know, we miss a hash.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, hashing is basically a torture. It's like if you like to torture...
It's a British form of torture.
Yeah, exactly. A drinker's form of torture. You hike up and down these mountains, and then you get to drink at the end of it after you... pretty much passed out and bonded with your fellow, you know, because they've had to basically save you to make you...
Whoever doesn't know, he can check it out online on GrenadaHash.com.
GrenadaHash.com, okay. Or AquanautsGrenada.com. Check out the diving there, too. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
A Dan tip about exposure. Exposure suits.
Okay.
About Bill exposing himself.
Well, that would be every week of Scuba Radio.
Yeah, that's enough of that. No, more about the things like what I talked about last week, which was, you know, diving in the Galapagos and how I'm a warm water wuss and how I probably wasn't properly prepared. I thought I was.
Right, you thought 7 mil. Come
I thought
on.
A 7 mil wetsuit would do it for even a warm water wuss like myself, but no.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions about that.
Okay.
Number one, was it uncomfortable diving in the 7 mil, or did
no.
it fit you well? So you were comfortable.
Yeah, no, I had a 7 mil wetsuit that I'd gotten a few years ago from Pinnacle, fine wetsuit company, and they make their wetsuits out of this super stretch material. Merino wool or some kind of thing they use. It's supposedly very, very effective as far as keeping you warm, but also still stretchy, so you don't feel so constricted like the Michelin Man. So this gotcha. Is a wetsuit that actually is somewhat flexible, more flexible than what you would expect when you say 7 mil wetsuit,
right.
Especially to a Florida boy. Because 7 mil, you're like, oh my God, that's so thick. But it wasn't so bad. It wasn't bad at all.
Now, were there people on your boat diving dry suits, or was it all...
You know, the dive instructor, the dive guide, Bader, was diving a Scuba Pro semi-dry suit, which means that basically the arms are more like a wetsuit material, but then the body part is more of a dry suit. So it's kind of like a hybrid between a wetsuit and a dry suit.
Okay.
Not a true dry suit.
Did he seem warm?
Well, if he was a warm lighter water wuss like myself, he sure didn't show it as much as I did. He didn't cower in the corner of the boat like I...
A lot of moaning?
Nah, no moaning that I noticed. I meant
from you.
Oh, for me? Well, I was moaning here during the commercial break. What do you want? I mean, come on. But we got a Dan tip about exposure suits. And then we're going to talk to Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network because they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary. It's all coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 190. If you don't like your buddy, the politically correct term to use would be dive acquaintance.
Got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, the Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you today, Nick?
I'm great, Greg. How are you?
I feel exposed.
Exposed?
Yeah, I need some protection.
Exposure protection. You peeked at today's tip, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You're feeling pretty good about that joke, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, what can I do to help everyone understand the importance of exposure protection?
How about telling us why exposure protection is important?
Well, when we talk about exposure, we're talking about the environment in which you find yourself, most notably outdoors. As divers, exposure generally relates to the dive you're doing, so exposure protection means wearing the appropriate gear to keep yourself warm and to protect yourself from cuts, scrapes, abrasions, and stings.
No one likes a boo-boo.
Nope, but it's not just about the ouch factor. Remember that water conducts heat away from the body 25 times faster than air, so it's important to maintain body heat on a dive to avoid serious situations like hypothermia.
Not to mention you enjoy it more when you're not thinking about how uncomfortable you are.
You're right there.
So how do you choose which exposure protection is right for you or for the dive?
The choice is primarily based on the conditions of the dive and the diver's physiological makeup. Most people won't choose a dry suit to dive a Caribbean reef, nor will they want a dive skin to dive a Midwestern quarry in March. Add to that the fact that some folks get hot or cold more easily than others, and your choice is really going to depend on finding an option appropriate for the water temperature and length of your dive, adjusted, of course, to accommodate your personal needs.
I'm thinking you'll also want to consider factors like depth and activity level.
Right again. The deeper you go, the colder it gets, and the more you move, the warmer you stay. So you'll definitely want to incorporate those factors into your selection.
How about topside conditions?
You mean like the weather?
Yep.
Man, you're on a roll. You definitely want to think about how your selection will be managed at the dive site. Dealing with gearing up in extremely hot or cold weather is definitely something to keep in mind, as well as how you'll stay warm or cool on your surface interval.
So what options are available to divers?
There are several options available. For warmer waters, many divers prefer a dive skin, which doesn't really insulate so much as protect you from the cuts and abrasions we mentioned earlier. In terms of insulation, wetsuits definitely offer the greatest variety of options, and when you're diving in really cold water or for decidedly prolonged periods of time, a lot of divers opt for a dry suit.
What if one option won't work for the whole day?
Go ahead and mix and match. Conditions change throughout the day, and your exposure protection might need to as well. You might find you're fine in a dive skin on the first dive, but are cold by the end of your second. So dive in a skin on your first, and use a full wetsuit for the second. Just remember that when you adjust your exposure protection, adjust your weights as well.
Because neoprene's buoyant, right?
Right. The more you wear, the more weight you'll need.
What if you're not sure what exposure protection you'll need?
I'd say check with the dive operator to see what's recommended.
How about accessories?
Accessories come in a variety of options to increase your level of insulation and protection. The most common accessories you'll see are hoods or hooded vests, gloves, and boots.
I'm guessing the most important thing to consider is comfort, right?
Right. The key to effective exposure protection is fit and comfort. So whatever option or configuration you choose, make sure it fits well and is comfortable.
I feel like we're forgetting something.
You mentioned it earlier. Give some thought to topside conditions and remember to protect yourself outside the water as well. If it's hot, bring along sunscreen, a hat, sunglasses, and an extra t-shirt. If it's cold, pack some sweats, a warm jacket, a warmer hat, gloves, socks, and anything else you'll need to stay warm.
It all sounds like the secret to dressing for success.
At the very least, it's the secret to dressing for the dive.
They say clothes make the man, but it's the neoprene that makes the diver. Proper exposure protection can not only mean the difference between comfort and misery on a dive, but the difference between safety and danger. So make sure to give your exposure protection the attention it deserves. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Yes, they are a fine organization. As a matter of fact, they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary.
They seemed
today.
Older when I met them.
What do you mean?
I mean, they didn't seem like they were 30.
What, the Divers Alert Network? The people at Divers Alert Network?
Oh.
None of them look over 30, including Dan Orr, who is on the line with us right now. Dan, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing well. Obviously, you can't see me.
Yeah, well,
No offense, Dan, but you don't look 30. Yeah.
Yes.
No. You look like you have more. Maybe. Looks like you have more experience than a 30-year-old.
Exactly.
That's yes. what it looks
experience.
Like.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
So, yeah, 30 years ago today, Dan taught the diving industry how to play safer, something like that. Is that how it went?
Yeah, I think so. There was certainly a need for what we could provide, and we've been doing it for the last 30 years.
And tonight, there's a little shindig there at headquarters that you're just getting together a bunch of the folks and just celebrating accordingly before we get ready for the DEMA show where everyone has to work feverishly, I guess, right?
That's right. We're having a party tonight, and we're going to be enjoying ourselves. And we've actually tried to bring back as many of the old employees as we could, not old, but the people who were there before, and just let everybody know how much we appreciate everything they did to make Dan what it is today.
Well, no doubt. I mean, Dan is your dive safety organization, making diving safety or safer for everybody who's in the water these days, and pretty much the only organization out there doing it on this scale for sure. And, Dan, tell me this. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what is the story with how Dan started in the first place? How did Dan come to be? Surely you have a little bit of that experience or knowledge of how Dan came about.
Yeah, prior to the beginning of Dan in 1980, everybody who was a scuba instructor, and I was an instructor back in those days, who was out taking students diving had to create their own emergency assistance plan. And there was no one central location to be able to get information if you needed help. There was no place to get information about chambers. So you either had to call people you knew, or you had to call the U.S. Navy, or you had to call the Air Force or somebody who had a chamber. Well, there was a group in San Antonio, Texas, which was the U.S. Air Force Rescue Coordination Center, that had a number that was known as the Leo Fast number. And that was a number that you could call, and they would give you information to let you know where the nearest available recompression chamber was. Well, they didn't. When they published the number, they didn't realize how many people would call, and they didn't realize that people would call about things other than emergencies. So, excuse me, they just turned to the UMS, which is now the Undersea and Hyperbaric Medical Society, and asked them for help. And they said they couldn't do it because they didn't have the staffing, but they would try to find somebody who could. So they searched around the country, and they ended up coming to Duke University Medical Center and asking Dr. Peter Bennett if he would start at the time, it was called the National Diving Accident Network. And ultimately, it turned into the Divers Alert Network. And so it started at Duke University. Dr. Bennett was the first director and became the first president. And that's how it all began.
Excellent. And, yeah, and that phone number that they gave out initially basically turned into the Dan Hotline over time, I'm guessing, right?
It did.
Yeah, so
it
that
did.
Was
absolutely.
A precursor to that. Interesting. So for 30 years, you guys been doing this stuff. I know you're always working on new projects. We got some really exciting things that we're working on with Divers Alert Network here at Scuba Radio for 2011 that we'll share with everybody, maybe starting there at the DEMA show. We got a few little tricks up our sleeve that we are very excited about. And I know you have some new programs that you're going to be talking about at the show as well. Can we share any of this now, or do we need to wait for the event?
Well, a lot of the things that we're going to be focusing on have to do with information we've collected over the years, because we have this huge storehouse of diving injury and fatality information. So what we've done, actually one of our researchers, Dr. Petar Denoble, has looked at about 1,000 of the fatalities to figure out what the triggering events were, because once you know what the triggering events are, then you can start developing ways to be able to prevent or mitigate those risks. And so we're going to be focusing on a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of things that we're going to be doing through the year that has to do with trying to reduce the number of injuries and fatalities. municipalities by getting the divers involved and also even helping some of the resorts and liveaboards and diving destinations be safer when they're dealing with divers also.
Yes, well, it's great stuff. And you know what? We'll save some of the details there for the DEMA show because we're going to sit down with several of the people from Divers Alert Network. And I'm going to let you get back to the gala, the celebration, and hats off to you and the gang there, Dan, for 30 years.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
You got it. 30 years of service to the dive industry. We appreciate it, Dan. All right, Dan, take care, my friend.
Take care. Bye, guys.
There you go. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network, one of, a huge team of just great folks. The cream of the crop from the dive industry work at that place. And it's an honor to have them as a big supporter and friend of Scuba Radio. And like I said, a couple weeks from today, you're going to hear a lot more about some exciting new projects they're involved in. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand and all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
This is Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on scubaradio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy, a jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. Scubaradio.com, that's scubaradio.com.
Are you like thousands of Americans worldwide who have the tedious job of having to staple reams of paper every day? The constant pushing, the constant mashing, all to get a small thin wire through several sheets of paper. Well, this is Marv Bacon speaking for StapleVox, the new, truly automated way to staple your way to painless bliss. Here's how it works. When you receive your StapleVox via USPS Postal Service, carefully open the box and insert the AAA batteries. Then slide in the memory card, push the orange Learn button on the side, and speak like this. Staple. Now your StapleVox has learned your name and your phrase that you use to make it work. Watch. Staple. Look at that. StapleVox has stapled through 20 sheets of standard paper. Amazing. Let's try again. Staple. Works every time. Amazing. Order your staple. Ow! Order your staple. God damn it. Order your staple. Son of a... Ow! Jeez! Stop! Ow!
get it out of here. Oh, it's starting to staple my lips shut.
Do like Mr. Bacon suggested and order your Staple Vox now. Send $89.95 to Staple Vox, Roy J. Square Station Depot, Ocoa, Tennessee. Or as usual, don't depend on mail order and call 1-800-STAPLE-VOX. That's 1-800-STAPLE-VOX. Call now.
All right, I don't know what happened there. We're just trying to get a jump on the holiday shopping season. I could have swore I heard Scuba Radio Drunken Santa hawking Scuba Radio shirts and hats from the website. And then we got the Staple Vox.
I believe it's Staple Vox.
Staple Vox?
Yeah, Staple Vox, like voice stapler.
All right, I'm going to have to call Mr. Bacon and find out what's going on with that.
He can't talk now. He suffered a mild mishap.
Interesting. Well, we do what we do here, and it is almost that time of year where you got to start thinking about those types of things for the holiday shopping season. And, you know, whether it's a Staple Vox or a Scuba Radio hat, you take your pick.
I think that Scuba Radio hat probably has better application within the diving community.
But you could use the Staple Vox to wrap your gift if you have a diver who you'd like to get a Scuba Radio hat, shirt, or tee, jacket, whatever the case may be.
Yes, and a staple wound.
And a staple wound. Why not?
Well, because normally you use tape because it doesn't cut people.
But we're kind of unconventional that way.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know.
Hey, by the way, Dave's called us up from Oregon.
Dave, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, my friend?
How are you doing, Greg?
I'm all right. Trying. I got the blood pressure of a girl, but I'm surviving.
As long as you're not wearing the dress.
Okay, well, we'll just move on.
Yeah,
we won't talk about that part. But what can we do for you?
I just called. I remember a couple weeks back on the show, you had Terry Huber on there.
Yeah, actually, Terry's going to come on in hour two to do a little update on a new program that we're going to help him out with.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, the Goodwill Diving program.
Yeah, that's a really, really cool program.
Yep, you'll hear about that in hour two. But what was your
reason I called was when she was on there, she was talking about the location. She went to Matava.
Right, Matava, yeah.
And I was there with her, so.
Oh, you were there with her at Matava that week,
yeah,
huh?
Well, actually, I was there. I got there about 2 days before she showed up.
Got it. So you got it all nice and cleaned up for her, and she came out and had a good old time.
Yeah, I had a good old time with Maggie, the host down there.
Yep. Well, so you've been there. Now, we're going there for Thanksgiving, right after the Dima show. We're going to spend a week there at Matava on the island of Kundavu. I've learned that much now, how to say the island that Matava is on. And it's a world-class eco-resort. It's won, like 4 or 5 years in a row. It's been like best eco resort or something like that. What does that mean from your perspective? Because you've been there, Dave.
What that means is that basically it's not it's a very small resort.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's like a dozen breweries.
Right.
And several of them up on a big hill. And so that means at nighttime you've got a lantern or a light you carry to get up and down the steps so you don't kill yourself.
Okay, all right.
But other than that, in your brewery, you've got electricity in the bathrooms.
Right.
And so you got lights and so forth, but you can't, let's see, what is it you can't do up there? Oh, you can't, like, charge your, for your batteries or anything like that, or charge your camera batteries. So you have to go down to the main brewery, down the main part of the resort.
Right, because it's like
charging stations right there for you to do that.
Yeah, because everything's, like, solar-powered or something, right? I mean, it's really eco-friendly, but... But, you don't have, like, full electricity in your brewery, but you don't really need it. Like I say, you got to have lights in your bathroom. What else do you need it for? I mean, but that, you know, when I hear that, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, are we going to rough it? I've also heard it's very luxurious as well. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. You know, other than the fact that, you know, you can't charge batteries or nothing, there's nothing. It's very luxurious. You got, like, teak floors it's very luxurious. You're not roughing it whatsoever.
Now, do they do the thing with the Fijian women there from the village come and give you like massages and stuff and all that kind of? I love it.
What happens in Fiji stays in Fiji. I was over at Benga the week before that.
Yeah.
And they did that there. That's more of the mainland tourist kind of thing. And they had them right there on the resort. But there, I don't know if you can do that or not. But then, you know, anything's possible. The village is right, you know, probably about a quarter of a mile from the resort itself, one village.
There's always a first time. We'll just say, hey, how about a massage there, Miss Fijian woman?
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful about that. Don't be wandering around the village asking for massages.
Yeah.
I can see where that would go badly for you, Greg.
Why is that? I've done that many times in other places.
I imagine
I've only been arrested once.
Whew. Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, that's a great first hour radio right there.
It is, isn't it? Yes, well, that's what happens when you you have the blood pressure of a girl, it actually goes by very fast and feels much better than it probably really was. Okay, maybe not. I don't know. But hour two, I promise, will be even better. And if it's not, well, I'll just say I'm sorry now. But if you stick around, you're going to find about underwater treasure hunting and more about Fiji as we check in with Terry and the Goodwill Diving Program that we're going to share with you and show you how to participate. It's all coming up in hour two on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.